Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
He was the young and handsome heir to an Irish-American political dynasty, but John F. Kennedy Jr.'s death in 1999 in a private plane crash echoed the tragic demise of his father JFK and indeed his uncle Robert Kennedy, assassinated some three decades earlier. Well, a new TV drama recounting his turbulent life is being filmed by the creative team behind American Crime Story, The Trial of O.J. Simpson, and also the show The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Well, for more on this, I'm joined in the studio by journalist Marion McKeown. Hello, Marion.
Hello, Claire. Great to see you in person.
Great to have you here in the flesh. This was one of the first stories you covered, was it, when you went to the States back in 1999?
That is exactly right. I had moved over to the States for 6 months initially in June 1999, late June. And this happened, I think it was the 16th of July, that John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette Kennedy and her sister, Lauren Bessette, were flying to the wedding of, I believe it was Rory Kennedy in Martha's Vineyard. And of course, we know the tragedy that happened. The plane never arrived. And then the funerals, there was a 5-day search, and then the bodies were recovered. And then the funeral took place in St. Thomas More Church on the 20th. There were two I covered. One was downtown. There was a sort of a gathering for the people in the old St. Patrick's Cathedral on Mott Street, where there were thousands of people. And it was such a contrast, I remember, because at that funeral reception, it was ordinary New Yorkers, like people who knew him, the guy who worked in the Greenwich Bar where he'd go for a beer every night and chat about the baseball. It was all the people who knew him as this regular New Yorker, the downtown guy. And then literally uptown the next morning, there was the uptown funeral at the St. Thomas More Church, where his mother, Jackie Onassis, used to pray and go to church. And that was, of course, Ted Kennedy giving the heartbreaking eulogy, and Muhammad Ali was there, and Diane Sawyer, and the Clintons. And so there were two very different memorial services, mm-hmm. funeral services, both reflecting, I think, very different sides of his life. But he was an enormously popular person in New York.
Just so much noise around this TV show now, which has just started filming, hasn't it, around New York.
Literally last week. But you know what? The ruckus about it, I'm finding sort of comical and bizarre at the same time, because Ryan Murphy, he doesn't want to do anything quiet. You don't ignore whatever he does on TV. And he has enormous credits. You mentioned some of them, the Menendez brothers. He also did Glee, of course. And he did Feud, which was so, you know, I thought it was hilarious, about the legendary feud between Bette Davis and Joan Crawford. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's done stuff that's hard to ignore. And I think with this, but the ruckus around this, and one of the things I did laugh at, I have to say, before I came in, was Carolyn Bessette Kennedy's old hairstylist, a guy called Brad John, young kid who came from a really tough housing projects in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, came to New York, like so many people did in the 80s, with the dream of success, and found it beyond anything. But he initially gave her the famous buttery blonde hair, and it was all toffee colours and contrast, and he called it his child of the beach look. Now, I know somebody who went to him as a hairstylist to get their hair done, and she said he would shriek at the clients, "I am the artist, you're just a canvas, and if you don't like it, get out." So anyway,
he felt he'd earned that.
Oh my
right.
God, he was, like, he did all the supermodels, but she stopped going to him because he wouldn't stop blabbing about her. And not only did she stop going to him to get her hair done, she sent a cease and desist letter for him to stop talking to the media. So now he's back again going, how dare they present this flat. So this actress.
Oh, he's not happy with the hair,
no,
the actress's
this
hair.
You've no idea of the ruckus that's going on about, because she has what they call flat hair, and it's 2024 and it's all one colour, and it's not his, you know, he was the colour czar, and he said, how dare they, because he feels it's a personal affront to him and his skill as a hairstylist.
So that's how deep this goes?
Never say it's a shallow business. Never say it's a shallow business. But also the clothes are, like, every fashion editor in New York is going berserk and saying, it looks like she's wearing Zara. Oh my God. You know, how dare they? But it's true. If you look at the shots that have been released by Ryan Murphy, which he's now saying, oh, these were just for lighting. These aren't actually... Carolyn Bessette, and I did see her one time coming out of the Film Forum in downtown New York. She was enormously stylish. She was, you really would stop to look at her. She was very tall. She had an elegance about her and a very minimalist look.
And fashion was her business, wasn't it?
Fashion was. And I think one of the things, just to give a very brief thumbnail sketch of her background, she was the person, she started off, she and the Kennedys, she came from Greenwich, Connecticut. And so because she came from Greenwich, Connecticut, the wealthiest postal code in America, maybe apart from Beverly Hills, everyone assumed she was from a wealthy family. She wasn't. Her parents were divorced. Her mum was a primary school teacher. She worked her way through college. She went to Boston College or Boston University. I'm not sure, can't remember which now. But she always worked in clothes shops. And she worked on the floor of Calvin Klein in a shop in Boston. She was spotted there by an executive who said to her, come to New York. She then became a personal shopper for Diane Sawyer and all the Upper East Side ladies because of her obvious sense of style. But then Calvin Klein scooped her up and said, personal executive, take charge of PR. And she brought the idea, along with another of her colleagues, of... At that stage, Calvin Klein had done gangbusters in the 80s. In the early 90s, he was heading towards bankruptcy. And she said, we need to become more edgy. We need to become more whatever. The photo shoot with Kate Moss and Mark Wahlberg. But she said, Kate Moss needs to be the face of Calvin Klein. This is what you need, this new edgy look. And she, a lot of people will say that she single-handedly, if not single-handedly, was instrumental in restoring the fortunes of Calvin Klein and really bringing in a new coolness and an edge that hadn't been there. Very talented woman.
So what do we know then about the relationship between Caroline and JFK Jr.?
Well, we do know that at the end of his life, in the weeks and months before he died, it was probably the darkest period of his life. He had set up George magazine, which for the first year or two had done really well, and then a new CEO came in and they said, we're getting rid of it, it's not delivering, we're not getting the numbers, we're not getting. And that was his passion project, his baby. He had also moved out of their house in Tribeca, their apartment in Tribeca, and had moved into the Stanhope Hotel. Everybody said they were separated, they were separating. Clearly there were problems in the marriage, and they were apparently trying to reconcile. And then there was I do remember after the, when you think about how they lived, it was amazingly simple. Like back in the, he would take the subway almost every day, and people did to a large degree leave him alone. But when they got married, and after that beautiful, the private wedding on the island in Georgia and the exquisite dress,
I can see it still.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely iconic, but they believed they'd be left alone. Look, now we're both off the market, leave us alone. They lived in an apartment in Tribeca, which aloft, there was no doorman, there was no security. They took the subway, they took taxis, they didn't have a private car, private driver. And so it was so easy to hound them. And people kind of said of her, well, you know, look at Princess Diana. She had to put up with it. But Diana had an entourage around her that she never had. So she would walk out her door and there was no escape. So the pressure she was living under, she quit the job at Calvin Klein. She apparently became very withdrawn. But after, and this is in a way where the Kennedy machine is quite fascinating, after the plane crash and the tragic deaths and the eulogies, there was almost a backlash PR campaign against her. And one of the stories that went out was the reason that he crashed was she turned up so late because she wanted to get her toenails painted. They weren't the right shade of lavender. She made the manicurist and pedicurist redo them three times. So it was almost dark. He couldn't fly in the dark and he flew in the dark, and therefore it was all her fault. Now, there was a wrongful death lawsuit coming. So it was, I am not going to speculate, but it's certainly blaming her rather than him. He was not qualified to drive the plane. It was like a two-year-old going out and driving a Ferrari. He'd taken some flying lessons. He didn't know how to read the night signals. He could only fly by using vision. So it was insane for him to go up at dusk to take a flight, whether she was late or not. But anyway, there was a wrongful death lawsuit that her family brought against the Kennedys. It was settled for $15 million eventually. But she really, I thought, got a very undeserved, just absolute mauling. And it'll be very interesting to me with this series to see what Ryan Murphy does. Will he show like her talent as an individual, because she really was somebody who was regarded as a fashion visionary? Will it all focus on the deteriorating, crumbling marriage? Will it also focus on, because 1999 in New York, Claire, was such an incredible time. I remember arriving there. This was before 9/11. America was like this big, happy party. And New York, the crime was down. The nightlife was up. It was, people were doing really, really well. It was a really fun time. You'd go to Elaine's, you'd go to all these places and nobody went home. It was a real party city. And there was no sign that the good times were ending. The dot-com boom, the Clinton administration, everything was going well. And I remember when this happened, it was almost like, oh my God, the sense of vulnerability in a microcosmic way with that happening, that, whoa, this golden couple as they were still being portrayed. You know.
So the Kennedys then not very happy about this thing being made, this series being made. JFK Jr.'s nephew saying, well, we have nothing to do with this.
You know, Jack Kennedy is an interesting character. He does make a bit of a character of himself on WhatsApp and TikTok, and he does all these sort of giddy, silly videos, and they're almost like, notice me. He seems to have something to say about a lot of things. Now, the Kennedys weren't consulted. There's no requirement to consult the Kennedys.
Yeah.
He said it's grotesque. It's, you know, it's this. I'm sure they're not happy about it because, as we say, Ryan Murphy doesn't go for subtle. Like, he will go for whatever is, you know, controversial or prurient or scandalous in there. That's his stock and trade to a large degree.
It is interesting what he is going for, though, because he's gone the O.J. Simpson trial, then the murder of Gianni Versace.
Yep. Menendez
and the Bill Clinton Monica Lewinsky affair, and now this, like, they're all of a certain time that you've just described so well, and then you have cable news coming into its own 24 hour coverage, all glued to the you know, the O.J. Simpson car chase.
We still remember it.
So I wonder what it is that he sees. There's rich pickings there for 2025, 2026 audience, which is when this thing will be released.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, in a way, it's the fairy tale gone horribly wrong. And in a way, like, people are still obsessed with the Kennedys. They're just still obsessed with the Kennedys. And as well, these beautiful young Kennedys. And as you said, it's another young Kennedy cut down in their prime, and who knows what he may have achieved. You know, the magazine was undeniably failing, although it did limp on for another 2 years until 2001. But his idea that you would marry politics and culture, it was a fun idea. Vanity Fair was doing it to a degree, but everyone remembers the cover of Cindy Crawford dressed up as George Washington with a midriff, which I'm sure George Washington never had.
But we saw.
Well, certainly he wasn't showing it off, that's for sure.
But that, I mean, it's just interesting, isn't it? That
it is.
Ryan Murphy, who seems to have his finger on the pulse, what's this generation interested in watching, has gone zoned in on this time, the late 90s, that's where it's at.
It is, because it was the end of an era in America that I don't think that era will ever happen again. But there's also a bit of a seamy side to this. There were a lot of horrible allegations made about their marriage and about her in particular, which it seemed a lot like a bit of a smear campaign to me at the time. But clearly there was a dark side to this marriage, which I think their friends have spoken about, and it became very, very unhappy, and she became very hunted. And you can see even the expression on her face when the paparazzi found, you know, she was hunted.
Yeah, there's a couple of pictures of her looking back over her shoulder where she looks
terrified,
like somebody who's running, trying to get away.
So it's not going to be a happy story, notwithstanding that it did have a very unhappy ending. But I think it'll be a very dark look, because he does look at the darker side of things. That's his stock and trade.
Well, it's going to be called American Love Story. We're expecting to see it, I think, in February of next year.
Valentine's Day, I believe he said he's going to try and launch it.
But the buzz is all about the filming of it, and that's why
and
it's
hair.
In the news. And the hair,
and
don't
the
forget
hair.
About the hair, the one-dimensional hair. Marion, great to have you in. Thank
Always
you so
a pleasure
much.
Pleasure, thank
Marion McKeown there. Now, we are going to be live in Italy next for the latest on the salvage of tech tycoon Mike Lynch's super yacht.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.